Hey, Zach here, and before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to let you know that you can actually grab the recordings of our most recent Facebook and Instagram ads for List Building Bootcamp for just $25. Now, in January of 2024, we hosted a 5-day live training where we walked our clients through step-by-step how to set up ads that grow their email list every single day so that they're always growing their business, always growing their audience, and always having new people to make offers to. Now, what's really great about this bootcamp is we have literally dozens of client results from it, and you can get the recordings of that most recent one from January of 2024 for just $25. All you have to do is head to theadsbootcamp.com. Again, that's theadsbootcamp.com. And you're going to learn step by step through how people were able to grow their list. We have incredible results like Zita, who added 67 leads to her list in just 5 days at $1.80 a piece, or Nora Jean, who added 62 leads for $1.12 in those 5 days. We have Brenda, who added over 500 people to her list over the course of a week, under 50 cents a piece. Heather Lalonde, who did over 200 leads at 50 cents a piece. Amy Hughes, who added over 300 leads in a week. I mean, the list goes on. And those are just our January testimonials. We have even more than that, plus testimonials from the last 7 times we've done this, and we would love to have you in next. So if you head over to theadsbootcamp.com, you can grab the recordings for just $25. It'll walk you step by step through growing your list, and in less than 5 days, you could have tons of new leads pouring into your list every day, semi-automated with Facebook advertising. So check it out, and let's get into this week's episode. This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 11. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. Before we jump into today's interview, I wanted to take a second to remind you that you can head over to my site and get a free Periscope training class. That's right. If you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/class, you can sign up for a free Periscope for Profits training where I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do to generate your first 1,000 followers, how we've leveraged Periscope into a 6-figure business, and what you need to do to get people buying your products as soon as this week. Again, it's a totally free class. Make sure that you get yourself signed up so that you don't miss any of the good stuff. heartsoulhustle.com/class, and I will see you over there. What is up, hustlers? I am super excited for today's episode because I have Tiffany Bymaster, also known as Coach Glitter, and I love to tell her that she is like a hidden gem of internet marketing because she was able to close multi 5-figure affiliate promotions before she ever had a list. And in the first year of doing those, she closed out over $50,000 in some of her biggest promotions. She is a top 10 affiliate for some of the biggest names in the industry that you are definitely aware of. And not only is she able to create massive results like this, but the reality is she doesn't create results like this on accident. She has a triangle of success for affiliate marketing. And what gets me really excited about this episode is we hear things like the money's in your list, or when you have a big list, you'll get big paydays. And Tiffany shows that the opposite is true, and that building really strong relationships with a core group of potential clients, customers, friends, allows you to leverage your group and leverage your influence, even if it's not massive, to create massive results. And we're going to talk about all kinds of cool things today, including what she calls passion marketing, the big rules that she has about affiliate marketing, and the reason that a lot of people aren't actually successful with affiliate marketing. So without further ado, I will introduce you guys to Tiffany Coach Glitter. Hey, Tiffany, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, I am super excited to have you because you are like this stealth underground marketer that I feel like more people need to know about. But like, that's part of the magic of what you do. So before I give away any of the really awesome stuff, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, where you come from, all that awesome stuff.
Well, like you said, my name is Tiffany Lee Bymaster. I might be better known as Coach Glitter online, and I do answer to both. If we ever run into each other on the streets or at an event, I totally answer to both. I've been a makeup artist working in the production world in film and television for the past 15 plus years. I actually started behind the scenes in the runway shows as a wardrobe stylist, and that's what exposed me to the makeup world. And through makeup, I stumbled upon this amazing petite little blonde lady in her class, and it just happened to be Shalane Johnson. And this was about 11 years ago, and she was in the fitness world doing infomercials. And because of her working with her for so long and being with her through her own transition from fitness to becoming an amazing business maven, I dove into my own personal and business development and realized, as much as I love what I do as a makeup artist and how cool of a field that is to be in, that there was so much more to what I was able to do and talents that I didn't even have any idea existed until I met someone like that who saw those things in me. And now I strive to help other new entrepreneurs, new business people get their voice heard online and really just spread their message and be confident in doing it.
I love it. So you used to do makeup. Now you do a lot of business coaching, and you have this new breed of marketing. We were talking about it a little bit before we started, called passion marketing. So tell me a little bit about that.
I always give credit where credit is due. And that is a saying that Shalane Johnson came up with for me and people who are doing what I'm doing, because I love sharing my answers and I love showing people how they can grow their business and their brand and monetize whatever it is that they're doing without waiting for that day where we have a ton of followers or we have a huge email list. Because when I started, I had no email list. When I started, I had a tiny following. It's still small compared to a lot of the people out there that you would think are the ones that are making big amounts of money out there on social media. But I've been able to make a six-figure income just from my affiliate programs that I am working with. Just that alone in less than 2.5 years, because I've been able to do what so many people can do and they're waiting too long, and that's passion marketing. It's really just telling your friends, the people who follow you, being completely genuine and honest and always having integrity. And it's like, dude, I found this amazing microphone or this great plugin for my WordPress site or these awesome shoes, whatever it happens to be. That's what I'm doing. And I just happen to be doing it with I'm just doing it in a way that people know that I'm always 100% honest, that they're always something that I think will give value to them, regardless if I'm an affiliate or not. Because many of the things, the vast majority of the things that I share with my friends and my followers online, I'm not an affiliate for. But then there are specific products that I have purposely gone out and reached out to so that I can become an affiliate, because I'm so passionate about these products or services as if they are my own.
Now, that's such a good point that you made, which is when you affiliate something, it should be something that you believe in regardless. And then when you really believe in something, you reach out and take it to the next level. Now, here is something that we almost skipped over, and I want to make sure that we don't. So for these first couple years that you built up this six-figure affiliate marketing empire on the sly, why don't you tell everybody how big your list was?
Well, I started off with no list. I really didn't even know what an email list was. So back in 2013, the only reference I had to an email list is, okay, sign up for Nordstrom and find out when their next sale is. I didn't even know. And I didn't even know what affiliate marketing was. It was like I was doing it, but I didn't even know. And sometimes, you know, a company would reach out to me and say, hey, we noticed on your Instagram that you really like our product. Do you want to pass on this discount code to your followers? Well, back then I didn't know to negotiate. Yeah, I'll pass it on and I should get a percentage of it for helping you market it. And I was doing that. That's like the baby steps that got me there. But really where I got to the six figure earnings with my affiliate marketing was because I dove into personal and business development online academies myself. And because people could clearly see online, that's one of the things I did. And I don't think it's sly or underground or anything like that. It's just sharing what I was experiencing and learning. People knew. It wasn't something that I shoved down their throat One of the things that I did that works so well that I'm super conscientious of is that if I am starting a new program, and, you know, a lot of people know I'm doing your Facebook ads program right now, and it's because that's legit what I'm doing. And if I find that I totally love it, which I do, I mean, I've already told so many people who are my friends and people in my private coaching groups that they need to do this to learn the next level advanced Facebook ads, that they know that I'm doing it with them. So I already introduced to my audience, I kind of sprinkle it in. They know, they're aware that I'm working on something. And if it happens to be something that I love, then if I decide to reach out to the creator of that program or the product, then it's not something that is brand new. It's the first time that my following is hearing about it. And I think that's really important, to be super visible with the things that you're learning currently. And then people can see, without you having to directly tell them, how it's changed your life or your business. Because anyone who's been following me for more than 4 years, they can clearly see that there's been a transition where I was 100% a makeup artist, and now it's barely 15% of my business. They see that I am so much more into social media marketing. I'm using social media with a purpose. There's just a different level of intent. And the content that I'm sharing is so different. And all of that goes back to, how did I learn those things? Where did I learn it from? Because I certainly wasn't born knowing any of those things. I went there, I looked for the experts, and I found it. And the programs that really resonated with me, the programs that I got amazing results, the ones that make me want to get on the rooftop and shout it out and let everybody else know that if you're in this type of space and you want to build your business online and build your brand, you need to do these things too. And so that is how I first got into affiliate marketing, with the big numbers, with the programs that I was able to make the six figures. So this is not about becoming an Amazon affiliate. I mean, I've tried those things. There's lots of different ways that you can make money online through different affiliate programs. But for me, those were not successful at all. Like, I know there are people who make great money on Amazon as an affiliate, but for me, it was literally, I just don't have enough traffic. And at the end of a quarter, I could probably buy you and me like a grande latte, if that. So 4% of a couple of books here and there and some other products, it's, you know, some money is better than no money, but this is not the kind where you're like, okay, I'm able to pay my mortgage, I'm able to like live off of this and make a living in addition to the other things you do. So the kind of affiliate marketing that I really have gravitated towards also happened to be the biggest income creators for me as well. So the ones that I've done have been because I did the programs. They were online academies. At the time, it's exactly what I needed to learn. So when I first got into the online space and really did it with purpose for my business to build my brand, the very first program that I did was a program called Smart Success from Shalene Johnson. I was just working behind the scenes on the shoots, and she had affiliates like Brenda Burchard and Jeff Walker and all of these big names in the industry. And my very first thing that I tell people to do if they are deciding if they want to give this a shot with affiliate marketing, the number one thing that I tell them to do is just ask. Because you don't always have to have huge numbers to qualify to be an affiliate. A lot of times you have to fill out, you know, some kind of application. But I think people are starting to now recognize that there is so much value in having affiliates who may not have a list at all, or a very small list, under 10,000, under 5,000. It took me quite a while to get to where I'm at now, and I think I'm just under 10,000. But back then I started with zero. I had no list. I didn't even know what list building was. But I had a great small audience. And that audience, many of those people needed what I already discovered. And so that is the first thing that I always tell people to do, you know, just get out there and ask to see if you can become an affiliate. Many programs and products, they don't even have an affiliate program yet. They might create one for you. And that's something that I've done as well. So the first thing is ask. If there isn't one, fill them in on what affiliate marketing is. It's really word of mouth. It's really being that amazing testimonial because you believe in the product. You've used it. It's something that you would tell your girlfriends about. And that's exactly how I approach affiliate marketing.
Now, that's so key. And I want to just pause for a hot second because we totally dove right in, which I love. So just to recap, what we're talking about when we say affiliate marketing is you essentially find online academies, which are also online courses, you know, same deal. And right. you drive traffic there. You recommend them to people through a special link. And for that, you take a cut.
Right.
Okay. So you are throwing out some big names, which I love. And so let's hear some of the stats about how you've stacked sure. up in some of these programs and some of these highly competitive affiliate marketing competitions that you've done.
Okay, so like I have four big ones that I'll share with you. I've done smaller ones, but the four big ones, back in my very first online affiliate program that I participated in was back in October of 2013. So not that long ago. This is when I had zero list. I still had no idea what a list was. I had zero list and I didn't have a huge following on social media. But for that launch, I got sixth place and I made $17,500 plus bonuses. So a lot of programs, depending on the big launch, you know, these are programs where they only launch it once a year. And when they do it once a year, it's a really big deal. And the whole affiliate marketing side, it's so much fun. It's a great way to get your name out there because people are going to ask, who's this person on the leaderboard? Like, I love the leaderboard. I'm a little competitive in a friendly way, but it really drives me. So every day they'll send out an email and let you know where you're standing with the Brendon Burchards and the Jeff Walkers and all of these people who are participating, and you know they're going to take notice of your name because they're like, who the heck is this person that I've never heard of? And they're on the top 10. So every day I creeped up. And ultimately on my first launch, I got sixth place. And then the second one that I did was back in May of 2014. And for that launch, this was for Marketing Impact Academy. It was the very first time they launched the program, brand new program. I got fourth place, which is very impressive because I went into it going, I just, you know, my girlfriends need to do this. We're going to do this together. And I got fourth place. And that was a $34,000 affiliate launch for me. The third one that I did was in September of 2014. And for that launch, I got first place, which is crazy. It's just beyond even now. I look back and go, wow, first place. And that was a $40,000 affiliate launch plus bonuses. And then the last one that I did, that was the big one, was March of 2015. And that one I got second place and it was $81,000 launch. And I came in second, right behind, like literally neck and neck with Kajabi, who for this particular launch, it was a second one for both of us. And they got first place the first time, second place with Brendon Burchard. And then I had gotten fourth place. This time I came in second right behind Kajabi. And it was just an amazingly huge affirmation for what I was doing. Because at this point, this was my fourth launch. One of the things that made me successful and one of the things that made people want to sign up for this program, because it's amazing anyways, but why are they going to sign up with me when all these other bigwigs are giving such huge bonuses? The thing that made me stand out and still makes me stand out is that I looked at bonuses that I'm giving to the people who sign up with me in such a different way. And it happened quite by accident, but now I do it with purpose. The very first time I did an affiliate program, I realized all these people are offering these great programs and they're giving more of their info products away. I didn't have my own info products or ebooks or online academies, so I didn't have that to even give as a bonus. I still don't. I'm actually working on my very first online academy now. So instead, I had to give something. And the one thing that I could give that had value was the one thing that I wish I had when I was going through that particular program myself all alone. And that was to have a small mastermind group. And so I essentially created a Facebook private group and we just became our own little community. That was my bonus that I gave for anybody who was signing up with me. They would get into my group and I became their coach. I coached them through. And this is how I became known as a pusher. I'm a booty kicking, you know, a gentle booty kicking coach. But here's the reality with a lot of online academies. They're amazing. I really wish that the people who spent their hard-earned money would actually finish them. So many people get so excited about starting something. And the reality is that they don't always finish. And so I become their accountability coach. They are part of a smaller group. A lot of these programs will come with a big main Facebook group that the creator of the program will offer. But it's a lot of people. Sometimes it's thousands of people. And so you can be, you know, very lost amongst all these people and it's hard to get your questions asked. But in my group, I set intentions. I set rules for the group. I make sure that people do the work before they ask questions. I absolutely believe in asking smart questions and helping those that help themselves first. And so we create this amazing community where people end up later. These are the people that you do JVs with. These are the people that you collaborate with later. And they start off as strangers. And I have so many people, testimonial after testimonial of people who have been in my previous groups who are now doing amazing things with their businesses, and their social media presence has completely changed. And now they have all of these people who are backing them up, who are part of their networks and support team.
I love that you say that because that's so key. And I think that what a lot of people don't realize about these online academies, whether they're releasing their own or they're looking to be an affiliate, is that when you're affiliating it, you're more likely to get people that do the work because they're not buying because of the marketing, they're buying because of you.
And
that's such a key point. So I want to touch on one more thing that we talked about before we started the interview, because I feel like you almost have this triangle of like success, and I'm naming it right now. So if you hate it, we can edit it out. But if not, I'm going to leave this line in.
Okay.
So you have this concept where you're constantly seeding what you offer. So before you ever tell anybody they can buy through your link, you actually use it, you actually go through it, and you let them know what your experience is like. Mm-hmm. And then you create a really solid bonus that doesn't promise more information. It promises results, which I think is so key. And I love that you said it like that. And then The third thing that we haven't really dug into is you have a couple of rules that you follow in order to affiliate a program. Can you talk about those?
Yes. And this is why my word is so key. It's golden. It's my integrity statement. Whenever I promote any kind of product, whether it's a $10 product or it's a $2,000 online academy, I put my stamp of approval on it. And that is so, so important, because what I share with others is something that I take incredibly seriously. And so when I put my stamp of approval on something, it's because I have paid for it myself first. That's the first and foremost thing. I do get people who are like, can you help me with my launch, because I'm finding that people aren't finishing it and I'm not getting the testimonials. Can you be my, brand ambassador, or can you be like my professor of my product? Because I see that you're getting great results and you're helping to push people to finish. And yes, while I do that, it's because I'm so picky and choosy and careful about which programs I'm a personal advocate for them. And that means so much to me about, and it says so much about me that I am very careful. I can totally say, if you do this and you finish it, you can get these types of results, because this is what I personally experienced, rather than just endorsing something because it's a great moneymaker for you or great opportunity for you to work with certain people. While that's really tempting for me to go that route, I think it's so much more imperative that I stick with my rules. And that is, I had to have paid for the product myself. And you can totally vouch for me. I paid for your program. I upgraded to the VIP, which is one of the things I always tell people. If you have a hard time finding amazing, like-minded people, and there's a VIP upgrade to be in a private group, always shoot for that group. Do it. You won't regret it. And so the other thing that I do, other than pay for the program myself so that I can 100% say I loved it, I paid for it, or not, there's a lot of programs I don't talk about. They know that I have gone through the program. They know that I am just 5 minutes ahead of them, that I can warn them of what to look out for, some of the obstacles. Yes, as a business, you got to figure those things out for yourself too, but you don't have to go and experience everything that could trip you up, because you have someone that's already been there. And so I not only help people through the accountability part of going through an online academy, but putting the right people together and guiding you through not just the program, but just overall other things that are going to come up in building your social media presence and your online business.
Okay, so we follow the rules, we seed it, we create this awesome bonus. Are there any like other core tips or core strategies or little subtle things that you do that set you apart that you think other people should be doing more of in their affiliate marketing strategies?
Absolutely. The one thing that you mentioned, it was planting the seeds. And so a lot of people are like, what does that mean? Am I a farmer? No. What that means online is that you're kind of sprinkling it in. I'm kind of the queen of sprinkling things in. And what that means is, you know, what I talked about earlier. If I'm doing a new program myself for the first time, I let people know, you know, it's post here and there. It's something that they are familiar with. Oh, they're like, oh, I heard of that program name or that person. So that in the long run, if you end up loving the program and you reach out to the people and you end up being an affiliate for their program, it is not the first time that your audience has heard about that program name or the person behind it. They are already familiar with it. So that was one of the mistakes that I made in affiliating for other programs that I absolutely loved and believed in. But because I had not seeded it with my audience, the first time I tried to introduce them to it, it was the first time they ever heard about it. They weren't familiar with that name or what they did. And so I now very purposefully go out there and introduce to my audience on social media, on, you know, Periscope, which we both love, and with my email list that I have now, I make sure that they are familiar with a certain name or product. If I'm, you know, halfway through and I'm like, I am loving this and my people need to know about it, and they already know how protective I am of them. So it's not often. It is so not often that I do any kind of affiliate launch or I'm constantly promoting this and that. You know, there's ways to do that and there's people who do that. That's just not my method. I'm very careful about the few launches that I plan out for the year. I introduce them to my audience, to the new people that are coming into my car, so to speak, and learning about me. And when that time comes up, if I should become an affiliate with a certain program, then it's not the first time that they're hearing about that name while they're getting the pitch. I think that's really, really important.
So I think it's kind of safe to say that the big takeaway from our chat is that it's not always about the size of your list to being a good affiliate. Like, I've done affiliate programs where it does aid me to have a big list, but it's really, if you get with programs that you really know and trust, you seed it to your audience and you build that audience organically, even if it's not in the form of a list, and then you give them an offer that allows them to deepen that connection with you while creating results for themselves, you kind of make buying that product a no-brainer.
Right. And then having a great bonus. That is something that will set you apart from the other people that you're competing against, and that will launch you to that first, second, third spot on the leaderboard if you're competitive like me, and that's super important. But really, I love the competitive part of it, but I always look at that's one more person that I'm going to be able to help, because again, it goes back to, do you believe in this product as if it's your own product, as if you create it yourself? And for me, when I do a launch, it's because I feel that passionately about it. It's something that my audience knows that I've been doing, that they know that they can trust me, and I take that trust with them so seriously. And I think that's something that you have to establish. It takes time to do that, and it takes time to seed your audience with the things that you are doing that you love, that you think will benefit them with their business or their life or whatever it is, whether it's an online program or it's like the most amazing hanger you've ever seen in your life. You know, it's any of those things.
Awesome. So I think that we've covered so much stuff, but before I let you disappear, I have a few little outro questions that I like to ask all of my guests. So
bring it on.
If somebody was listening in on this interview and they're thinking, okay, I hear you, Tiffany, I have a few programs that I really, really love that I think it would make perfect sense to start being an affiliate for, what are some steps they can start taking right now to move towards a more successful affiliate launch when that time comes?
Well, first, you're going to reach out to them and see if you can even become an affiliate. And if you are one of their best testimonials, despite not having a huge list, because a lot of the people with the big list, I mean, we're talking 100,000 people in there. And even still to this day, as I'm learning about list building more and really engaging with my community, both in my list as well as on social media, you have to let your audience know that you are doing this program and the benefits of it, and then credit whatever results you've had to that program. You should be the best walking, talking human testimonial, human billboard for that program. And how great is it? Like, you know, like when you have people that have done your program, don't you want to leverage them because they're such standout testimonials and such great standout people who have gotten great results with your program? Of course you would.
Oh, of course. Yeah. We get some of my best affiliates have been success stories, even if they have small lists.
Exactly. And so the first thing that you want to do is reach out to the people that you want to become an affiliate for. And then you want to start sprinkling it out, seed it out to your audience. The next thing that you want to do is get your bonuses in line. Figure out what you can do. If you're like me and you don't have another e-product or an online academy to give to them, which I think is good because we are inundated with content. Your main objective, my main objective, is to help all the people who sign up with your affiliate link to get through the group. So whether that means you have the time to run a really engaged Facebook group that's a private group, they get you one-on-one or whatever it is. I, in the beginning, offered one-on-one Skype consultations. And as your time gets, you know, a little bit more limited, you may not be able to offer something like that all the time, but you're still able to do the group coaching. Having that one-on-one element is something that a lot of the big boys in the industry never offer because they can't. They simply can't. They can't put that time into it. Or, you know, they have private mastermind groups that are $30,000 a year. And so it doesn't make sense for them to do that. But when you're smaller, you can give your own time. And so people know the value of that. You want to teach them the value of that and what you're going to do for them by having that availability for them to be working with someone who knows the program, who's going to walk them through it. So get your bonuses, whether it's a coaching group, a private coaching group, and additional private Skypes. That's something that you can definitely do as well. But see what you can do to make their experience even better and stand out from all the other bonuses that are out there.
Awesome. And then the next question is, what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business?
I know this is like kind of a slightly controversial word lately. And I feel like we were all about hashtag hustle not that long ago. And I see the word changing and evolving. And the word has evolved for me as well. I used to wear the word hustle like a badge of honor. And I think still looking back, even when I first started off as a makeup artist and I was hustling my butt off to get onto the best production shoots and do whatever I can to be the best assistant so that I get rehired, or putting in my time and the work and, you know, losing sleep so that I can work on whatever it is that I'm doing to build my social media audience. When you're first starting out, I don't know how you can avoid the hustle. I think hustle for me is it's the hard work that later on we learn how to not only work hard, but we learn how to work smarter. So I don't like to villainize the word hustle. I think it evolves for everybody. But for me, it's I actually call it hit hustle. I don't hustle 24/7 anymore. I have small bouts of time, or when I'm doing an affiliate launch, you know, I treat an affiliate launch for someone else as if it's my own. I mean, I am that serious about it, and I don't sleep that week or the 2 weeks that it's going on. And so that's a hit hustle. Just like in fitness, a hit workout is high intensity interval training. I treat my hustle time with my work the same way. It's not all the time anymore. It's not something that I'm killing myself and losing sleep all the time, but there are short periods of time, short windows where I do have to work really hard. And that's just how it is in life and business to get further. I don't think we should dump on the word hustle, but I think the reality is that I don't know how you avoid it, especially in the first beginning years.
I love it. Now, by this point, everybody listening, they're in love with you. They want as much as they can get. So where do they go for even more?
You can find me over on my website at coachglitter.com. I have tons of information if you're interested on the beauty side, how to do makeup so that you look great on camera, on video. And I'm actually coming out with my very first online academy. It's just a mini course, but it's from years of working with people one-on-one, doing Skype consultations, with working with entrepreneurs in my private Facebook groups. These are the things that I have learned as a makeup artist and stylist and set designer for the past 15 years working with amazing people like Chalene Johnson. And I took all my tips and I put them into a course, and it's solely to help everyone who wants to get their faces out there on video or amazing platforms like live broadcasting on Periscope or Facebook, so that their brand and their set, everything conveys the right message, that you feel confident about what you're putting out there and doing it with your best so that you can build your audience. And so my online academy is coming out really, really soon. I'm super excited, and I'll get you the link for that.
Yeah, we'll put the link for the waiting list in the show notes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, Tiffany, it's been an absolute pleasure. I cannot wait for this one to go live. I think people are absolutely going to love it. So thank you so, so much for taking the time out of the day to be on the show.
I loved it. Thanks so much. And I have to tell you, one of the things, my hidden superhero powers is spotting talent. And I always joke that if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, that I would be a talent scout for the film and television industry. And you are just an amazing talent. You are doing such great things. And I just know that for you, it's like every month. The rest of it's like every year. But for you, every month, you're just doing amazing, huge things. And I'm so excited for all your success.
Well, thank you so much. We're definitely not going to edit that part out. Awesome, Tiffany. Well, thank you so, so much for being here.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
So I want to wrap up today's interview by covering a few different things that we talked about. And one of the big things that I want to point out is you really don't need a massive list of people. You just need a group of highly engaged individuals interested in your products or the products that you represent in order to make the sales that you want to make. And one of the big things that I love that Tiffany said about affiliate marketing that I found to be true in my experience, and a lot of the people I talk to who are successful with affiliate marketing have found as well, is that you need to have rules. And one of her biggest rules is that she absolutely pays for the products she wants to be an affiliate for. And I love that so much because so often we see people representing products that they don't know or they don't use. And the reality is when you use a product, as you grow your audience, people will want to get that product too. You know, we've seen massive success with lead pages, Entreport, tons of products and services that I personally use in my business, because if I'm using them, others want to use them too. She also talked about how important seeding an offer is. And I just wanted to tell you how important that is no matter what you're promoting. And before we do massive launches or affiliate promotions or anything at all, we do make sure that we seed our audience. We want the audience to be aware of what's coming, even if they don't know exactly what that is. And then she talks about the value of bonuses. And if you don't have a reason to buy through you, it doesn't mean people won't, but definitely consider giving people bonuses when you're looking to be an affiliate for high-end products. And when I say high-end products, and we talked about this in the interview, we're talking, you know, $997, $1997. The higher-end products, the reality is other people are going to make bonuses, so you need to do something that keeps you in the game. Now, I'll wrap it up here, but I just wanted to leave you with this parting thought, which is just because you don't have a list doesn't mean you don't have a big business. I highly recommend that you start growing your list. And the reality is, we mentioned in the interview that once Tiffany started building her list, things only started to go up and the numbers continued to climb. So while you don't need a list, I would highly recommend that you consider starting to build your list now. But just know that with a small list, you can still be massively successful. So I will leave you guys with that thought, and I will talk to you all next week. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.